Welcome to the Grin Gets Real podcast, the show for people who want to maximize their marketing potential. My name is Katya, and I'm your host on this exciting journey as we talk to our experts who join us. From influencer marketing to e-commerce strategy and everything in between, each episode will feature industry experts that share their insights and provide actionable tips to help you achieve your marketing goals. So put your AirPods in, turn up the volume, and get ready for our guest today, David Wax. David, thank you so much for coming on the Grin Gets Real podcast just to talk about really improving the customer experience through personalization. I'm really excited to just kind of dive into the topic. But before we do that, I'd love for you to give everybody just kind of an overview of who you are and just what your experience and expertise is in this area.
Katya, thanks for having me on. Since 2004, I started a mobile marketing company. And there we were sending out text messages for brands like Abercrombie & Fitch, Toys R Us, Sam's Club, Office Max, all these big brands, really helping them communicate with their customer via the mobile channel. We were sending over 1 million text messages a day for these brands. And when I sold that company, I wanted to thank my employees for the hard work they did. And I wanted to thank my customers for sticking with us and sticking with me. So I started writing them handwritten notes because I realized handwritten notes, not only do they get read, they get kept. And I'd walk around my salespeople's offices and my office, and there'd be handwritten notes. You know, the few times I'd get one, I'd keep it. So I wanted to send out handwritten notes to everyone to thank them. And I sat down with the best intentions and got about 4 in, and then my hand cramped, or I got busy, or I screwed up a note and ran out of stationery or stamps and all the rest. And I thought there had to be a better way. And that's where my latest venture, handwritten, comes from. It's really that desire to allow people to send handwritten notes as easy as email and as scalable as email. And that was back in 2014. So we're now 7 years in, and the situation has only made handwritten notes even more valuable because over that period, you know, when I started in 2014, we had text messaging, push notifications, email, Facebook, Twitter, but we didn't have Slack notifications and Intercom and Teams and all these other things. Right now, everybody is so inundated with digital messaging that it's all just noise. And I have some old stats. The average office worker spends about 25% of their time just managing their inbox. And I have to imagine that's only gotten worse in the last 3-4 years. The average 18 to 24 year old gets over 1,000 text messages a month. Even the most customized email, not from like MailChimp, but from like a PersistIQ or Reply.io, something like that, that says, you know, dear Katya, thanks so much for your purchase of the Mercedes-Benz, you know, something really personal, you know, it's fake and you discount it immediately. And also if you even read it, I mean, you get so many notes every day, so many emails that you don't even have time to read it. But what happens when you receive a handwritten note and it's in your mailbox, because you only receive a few of those a month, they're kind of dessert. So you'll go through your mail and you'll get through all your bills and you'll save that handwritten note for the end, or at least I do. I can't speak to you. You'll first wonder, gee, what did this person send me? You'll open it up, as silly as it sounds, an unboxing experience. And then you'll have a handwritten note inside that you will spend the time to read because somebody spent the time to write it for you. And I've got case study after case study, anecdote after anecdote, I should say, of how this works in reality and how our clients are succeeding because of it. But the whole idea was really to make it as easy. Now today we have 115 robots that write your handwritten notes for you. These robots were designed by me and my team. I actually wrote the software for them, and we have people that developed the hardware. And these robots hold a real Pilot G2 ballpoint pen, just like you'd pick up at a Staples, write out your note in one of 25 different handwriting styles, or you have the opportunity to create your own handwriting style and signature. We can use those too. We offer custom stationery. So if you want your logo on a piece of paper, no problem. We do that all the time. We can include gift cards and business cards and all the rest. So we're doing about 10,000 notes a day.
Which is insane. I too save anything handwritten. Mm-hmm. One, I don't normally go through the mail. You know, I think that there was a point in time where we would go through the mail every single day. Like we'd go to the mailbox, it was just kind of part of your everyday. But nowadays, with everything being so digital and online, sign me up for paperless, it's more of an every other week, like I check it and then you go through it. And I've noticed that too. And I don't know if it's because you and I had had a conversation about it, but I'm so now hyper aware of like the handwritten. Yeah. And I think that there are a lot of instances where that does stand out. It's harder to throw away something that someone spent time in. It's easier to throw away something that you get in the mail that is just kind of mass produced and not personal, right? Which, you know, brings us to our overarching topic of personalization. How important do you think, or what is the value of personalization for a brand to include that as part of their strategy? And how important is that personalization for the customer, do you think?
You know, the average consumer now, they're doing everything online, especially during COVID. And there's not that connection to a store clerk or a shop owner or restaurant owner or whatever. And at the same time, thanks to the internet, they have 1,000% transparency. So when they go to buy your thing or your service, whether it's a consumer or a business-to-business transaction, if they're a consumer, they can go to Yelp or Amazon and see 10,000 products with the same thing. Or if they're a business, they can go to G2 Crowd or Capterra or whatever and do the same thing. They have unlimited choice to find any sort of offering.
Yeah.
So when they choose to go with you, you better be grateful for it. You know, you have to show that appreciation that somebody's taken the time out of their schedule and their pocketbook or, you know, wallet to choose mm-hmm. you over everybody else out there. So sending a personalized note kind of pulls at their heartstrings a little bit. And it really, even if they know it's fake, like if you get the Christmas card from the president and you frame it like people do. You know the president didn't sit down and write you a Christmas card, right? But it's the same thing. It's just, gee, they took a second to do something different and that stands out and it shows they appreciate me and didn't cost you that much. You know, it's a couple bucks to do it. But I think it's really important for that personalization, just saying thank you. That's a personal thing to do. But then if you can throw a couple things in there, like, thanks for your purchase of that leather backpack, or, you know, we're glad you got those dried pineapple snacks. We think you're going to like chocolate covered macadamia nuts. So you can do like cross-selling, cross-promotion within the notes and make it seem very personal there too. So we have clients doing that. We have clients just saying, hey, thanks so much for your purchase, full stop, you know, not asking for anything. We have other ones that do cross-promotions, some that do review requests. Yeah. If you liked it, go on Yelp. You know, we find just sending the note itself to be a personal act, even if the content inside of it isn't always 100% personal. The reason being perception of time taken to write that note and the focus it takes to write that note. Focus and time are a currency now.
Yeah.
I was in a meeting with a cosmetic brand and they said the closest thing to sending a handwritten note is if I'm in a meeting with you and I turn my phone off, or I turn my phone upside down and stick it on the table. So you know I'm not going to be distracted during this meeting because
I'm focused. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so hard these days. You know, I sit down to write an email and every 2 seconds I'm getting another email or a Slack or a Twitter or whatever hitting me. So having that focus to write a handwritten note, and you can't write a handwritten note if you're distracted a lot. You'll screw up the note too much. Showing somebody I've sat down and thought about you 5 minutes to write this note, that's currency. That's valuable. And people really pick up on that.
Is something being personalized just attaching someone's name to it and just having like the standard? Or do you think that for your definition of like truly effective personalization within a marketing strategy, it takes like inserting a little bit more than just the name?
I think it does. I think people can see right past just name insertion. But if you start mm-hmm. mentioning products or recommendations you think they'll like, those recommendations could be the same recommendations you give to everybody. They're not going to.
Absolutely.
But if you say, you know, gee, I was looking at what you got and I really think you'd like this instead, you know, in addition, it sounds personalized. So I think doing that type of stuff are kind of quick wins and add a lot of value. We have one client is Vinyl, and they're a record subscription, VNYL.org. So you can go online and start receiving vinyl records in the mail. And with most of your packages, you'll receive a handwritten note from us that says, you know, we looked at your Spotify feed, and because you like The Weeknd, we really thought you'd like this album. And they do that. They look at your Spotify feed. But then by receiving a handwritten note that's that specific, those notes then get tweeted and put on Instagram and all the rest, because it just blows people away that they've taken the time out to consider the person so much and do all that.
That's such a great point. It's funny because every once in a while I'll do Stitch Fix, and I don't know if you've ever received to those boxes, right? Like, one of the parts that I really like that has that level of personalization that you're talking about is they have this sheet that tells you how to wear all of the outfits, but there's always a note from the stylist that says, hey, this is why I chose it based on like everything that I'd seen in the past, like whatever you have on Pinterest. And I look forward to like seeing that message. Why did they pick this out for me? Oh, I'm so interested in it. It is kind of like taking this heavy lifting of shopping off of my plate and then having someone like personalize my box. So it definitely goes a long way for me specifically. So really, you know, I can't speak for all the people, but I do think that it is effective. I'm really interested to hear from you, based on your experience, the effect of personalization when it comes to like the lifetime value of a customer. Do you think that personalization affects that?
Absolutely. We have a client that is they're a piano tuner, and you only need your piano tuned once a year.
Yeah.
So they're in your house once a year. They have an automation set up with us to send a thank you note to that person, thanking them for letting, you know, them in your house to tune your piano. And then they don't see you for a year. When they come back a year later, that handwritten note is sitting on the piano often. What else is going to do that? What's going to keep that positive, constant reminder? An email is not going to do it. Nobody's going to print out a text message and stick it on their piano. You know, so that base level of personalized communication or personal communication does it. When you start making it more personal, obviously the results go up there too. So for example, we work with a snack box company. Mm-hmm. They provide your office with a bunch of snacks. And if they screw up that box of snacks, they will send you another box of snacks and swag and an apology note from us saying, we're so sorry that we screwed up your order. Take the second box of snacks on us. And obviously, the second box of snacks has something to do with it. But what they have found is that those customers that they've screwed up with and sent the second box of snacks in this personal communication have a higher lifetime value than if they never screwed up in the first place. So yeah, I mean, they certainly see the value in that personalized communication. We work with a high-end luxury leather goods fashion house, and they send handwritten notes in their back-to-school catalogs, which is an insane effort because the note will be 100% personalized. It'll be to you, Katya. It'll be from your store rep. So the last time you bought a $5,000 purse and you dealt with a certain store rep, that name will be on the bottom of the note. We will then send 40,000 of those notes to their fulfillment house in Pennsylvania, where they'll get stuffed individually with those back to school. I don't know who's in school buying $5,000 purses, but apparently 40,000 people are. So they will take those notes, stuff them inside of those catalogs and send them out. And they're seeing returns on that. So
that to me is insane.
Oh, it's the amount of effort. I don't know how they do that, but it really just boils down to the fact that everything is commoditized. You know, you can buy anything on Amazon for cheap. So it's about the experience and it's about perceived care that makes all the difference these days.
I'm curious, you know, do you think that the needs of the consumer has changed during the pandemic? Like, do you think that we need more of like that personal touch moving forward because we're so remote? My assumption is that we all want to be a little bit more connected and personalizing and, you know, using personalization as part of a marketing strategy for you can be helpful. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that it's changed since the pandemic?
Absolutely. So you know, and I would never want to profit off something as tragic as a pandemic, but it's actually been good for us because people are seeing the value in that. There's a lot of people home and scared right now. They're still isolated. The fact that anybody reaches out to them and makes a gesture that they're caring about them has a tremendous impact. To give you one example, we work with an online furniture brand. They are expanding with us. And I was on a call with them to deal with some integration things they wanted to talk through. And I asked them, I said, well, how's it going? And they said, well, funny you should ask. Just yesterday, I was on the call with a customer who received one of the handwritten notes and they called me in tears. Now, I don't think tears are always the way you want to go.
I think
the pandemic has a lot to do with it. I think people are so starving to feel recognized, to feel noticed, to feel like somebody really cares about them. People are lonely out there. So any gesture you make to try to reach out, I think, has a tremendous impact. And our clients saw it firsthand.
Yeah. And I don't think that it's turning a profit over the pandemic. I think it's recognizing that we need that connection. Yeah. And we don't need it because of the pandemic. I think that as humans, we've always needed like that personal connection. I feel like the pandemic, what it's done is amplified it.
Yeah.
Now it's become a need across the board, not just some people that need it because we are also isolated. That kind of acknowledgement, it is pivotal. And I think it's going to change that trajectory of the customer journey for brands, and they have to be able to evaluate that. So I'm curious, for the brands that you work with, the companies that you work with, how do you help evaluate when the best opportunities to insert something more personal in that customer journey for them? Are there other opportunities within the customer journey to just kind of have that more personal touch?
Yes. So obviously, I would say like 90% of our notes are about thank you. We're really in the business of giving thanks. So I think that's a huge touch point. I think anniversary of sale is another huge touch point. It's not like you want to switch our service instead of sending an email or a text or anything else, you know, but you have to figure out how to integrate this new channel into your communication strategy. So doing it on an annual basis, I think for a lot of people makes, or a biannual basis makes a lot of sense. Maybe anniversary of purchase followed by a holiday card or something like that. You know, we work with a lot of car dealerships, and with them, it's a very systematic cadence. It's they buy a car, thank you for your purchase, followed by a birthday card, followed by a service reminder card. And then the following year, you know, rinse and repeat. It's really just staying in front of that customer using that simple method. For other businesses, it's not so straightforward. And you have to assume, you know, okay, well, what's the ROI on doing all this? But typically it's a thank you and then a 1 year follow up, you know, just making sure everything's great. What can we do to be of service, especially in this time of need, something like that. We do a lot of that too. We've also seen it used for win back, like that example of the snack box I gave you, or for abandoned shopping carts. You know, if you already have all their address information and you're able to say, hey, you know, we saw you chose not to purchase this sundress, maybe you'd like this. So we do some of that as well. We do some inbox. So it's kind of like a thank you, but it's got its own dynamic around it. So with inbox notes, typically it's logistically impossible to make it personalized. So what you do is you try to make it personalized by making it personal, kind of like the same way with a handwritten note. So what you do is those notes we create often in bulk, all in advance, but we get real creative. So unlike a personalized note that's typed in, converted to handwriting, and written out, with our inbox, you send us the chicken scratches and we replicate it exactly. So we work with a mattress company. When you open up that mattress box, there's one of 8 or 10 different doodles that will be on a piece of paper. So it'll be like, we hope you enjoy your first night on this mattress. And then there'll be a picture drawn of somebody sleeping on that mattress, dreaming of a cat or the moon and the stars, or, I mean, there's a whole bunch of different little doodles, but that way, you know, if you're furnishing a house and you get 2 or 3 mattresses, you open them up, odds are you're getting 2 or 3 different doodles. You're like, this is really cool. People really took some time.
Yes.
And then those get Instagrammed and tweeted out there too. So, and they're just sitting in stacks in the warehouse for insertion. So it takes a kind of a non, well, a personal, you know, maybe there's a personal gift card in there too, but it's hard to include a handwritten note just to due to the logistics.
Yeah, I completely see what you're saying. And I feel like what you're describing is just kind of executing on customer delight, which sounds like such a funny word, but I think that that's actually the feeling, like, oh, I'm delighted that I got this. This does feel so personal. And I know that we've definitely talked about, you know, the handwritten part. In just kind of researching for this interview, I ran into a really great quote that I would love to read out to you. It's humanize the digital experience by moving from marketing communications to digital conversations. While your business is a handwritten note, do you see digital opportunities for brands to kind of insert personalization that's maybe not handwritten?
Of course. One of our big fan, like we have a little love fest with a company called Bonjoro. The time, again, it's this investment in time, because if I'm sending you a video email, Bonjoro is this video email platform. I can't scale that, type in a message and have a deep fake, you know, record it and send it to you. I guess in the future I will be able to. But for now, I have to sit down and take a video of myself saying, hey, Katya, thank you so much. Here's a little video, blah, blah, blah. And then you send those out, organizes your day so you can send those out in a scalable way, but it's still that investment of time. So I see a lot of overlap with a Bonjoro solution.
Yeah.
But then obviously, highly personalized emails that you're able to cut through the clutter there. Website, there's a company called Hyperize that we actually used to use, we don't now. On the handwritten homepage of our website, there's a picture, there's pictures of greeting cards. What we were doing was identifying the IP address of the visitor and then putting their logo on the card using Hyperize. So if you were to visit our website from Tesla, the card on the front page of handwritten was a Tesla logoed card. So there's personalized ways to do that. I was worried in that case about the Big Brother gimmicky factor. But I think, so maybe not on the website cover, but maybe in an email where you say, hey, I just put this mock-up together for you and it's your brand logo, you know, a message from you, that type of thing.
Yeah.
It's just emailed out. So I think there's a lot of ways to do that too. And really, you know, then you can get into personalized text messages and all that too. I mean, there's a million ways to do it. And it's really kind of this multimodal form of communication that really kind of stands out.
I love it. You're so right. Nail on the head. Bonjoro absolutely does that. Like the whole video personalization as well too. But I love that there is really a gamut of different things that you can do when it comes to like making that experience more personal for your customers that are that are coming onto your website, coming in to purchase something. And I think it's so important to be able to stand out in the crowd when it comes to it. So if you're hitting them from all aspects, right, they've got a handwritten note, they've got a video, they've got the personalized, like, oh, okay, they do see me. And that's what I'll probably always lean into is like, I just want to be seen.
Yeah.
I'm also just kind of curious from a handwritten perspective, you brought up the piano example and then you brought up like the box example. Do you think that there is opportunity for handwritten notes just kind of being something for all industries across the board, for D2C brands, for e-commerce? Do you think it's valuable for everybody to have, or I don't know, like a business to business or like something where you do physically have to go in?
That's one of the problems. It's like, who are you targeting? We're targeting anybody that puts anything in the mail or could put anything in the mail, which is kind of broad. But our clients are mortgage brokers and realtors. So small businesses. Our clients are car dealerships, car manufacturers. Our clients are financial service, insurance, e-commerce, mattress makers, and snack boxes and fashion houses.
Yeah.
So it truly is. One of our largest clients is a solar panel installer. So every time they come and do a quote, a follow-up with a handwritten note, nonprofit brands, universities, we're doing a lot of university endowment type development work. So it's insanely applicable to everything, which is a bit of a problem because perhaps if we focus more and said, no, we are just doing handwritten notes for automotive or real estate or whatever, we'd maybe gain more traction. But, you know, it is a, we're casting a wide net.
I almost think that you have to, because it's not as much about the brand as it is about the customer. And we're all consumers of something or another.
Yeah.
So across the board, it hits the nail on the head with that. Okay, so we're down to prediction time. What do the next 1 to 2 years looks like when it comes to personalization, in your opinion, kind of almost taking into account like the pandemic and what you're seeing from your company?
From our company, it's going to be more about the timing personalization. So really about not just sending thank you for your order, that type of stuff, but setting up a birthday campaign system so you can send out birthday cards at appropriate times, which is actually quite simple. It's just we've got a deep development pipeline. From the other brands and other industries, I really think it's not only about communication, personalization of the communication, but really personalization of the product. And I mean, granted, we've been talking about this for 20 years, you know, Nike coming out with shoes that are totally personalized for you and that type of thing. But I think when brands send something that's totally personal, it might not be the main product. You know, you might order a shirt from, I have a employee that has a side hustle of selling stuff on her website. I'll give a shout out to Spoil Your Boo 24/7. But when I receive her products, which I really like, actually, she includes little gifts in there that are personalized. Like, hey, David, I thought you'd like this face mask. You know, stuff like that. I think she's on the cutting edge there as far as gifting, small personalized gifting, I really think is kind of going to be a big trend of in the thank you arena.
I love that. The unexpected surprise in the delivery. I mean, you know, you're getting what you ordered, but you didn't know you were going to get a note. You didn't know you were going to get another little special thing. So I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I was fascinated by all of the ways that we can personalize and also bringing it back old school is what I would like to call it with the handwritten note. It's kind of a lost art. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This has been a lot of fun.
If you are looking for ways to delight your customers, this is the episode to listen to. Not only did David share his insights on the value of a handwritten note, we also dug into personalization in the customer journey in general. A small touch like a handwritten note, a video thank you, or an email suggestion of other things you might like goes a long way. For a brand, it increases your customer lifetime value. And for a customer, well, it just makes your customer feel seen. Want to hear more? Be sure to subscribe to the Grin Gets Real podcast to get the latest episodes. Give us some stars. I wouldn't mind 5 of them. And leave us a review. If you're interested in learning more about Grin, visit our website at grin.co. Until next time, keep grinning.